This evening, we are going to talk about what it means to seek the Lord's face.
今天傍晚呢，我们要探讨的就是要如何寻求上帝的面。
You know, seeking God's face is a response of the heart to God.
那寻求上帝的面呢，其实呢，就是你的心的所做的一个反应。
God has done many things for us. God has blessed us, and our response to Him is to seek Him.
那上帝在我们的生命里呢，做了很多。那我们的反应呢，就是要寻求他。
And yet, in the midst of the challenges of life, problems and difficulties, what is our response to God?
可是呢，在生命的挑战、生命的问题当中啊，我们的反应应该是什么呢？
You know, we can have a bad and unhealthy response to God.
我们能够有一个很不好、一个很不健康的一个反应。
We can be angry with God. We can be upset with Him.
那我们可以对上帝发怒。
We can sin against God.
那我们可以犯罪。
Last night when Friday evening when I took a taxi back from the airport.
那星期五傍晚呢，当我搭德士呢从机场回来的时候。
The taxi driver was talking to me.
那这个德士司机跟我交谈。
And he was telling me that he was working in a small company 5 months ago.
他跟我分享，在五个月前呢，他在一个小公司工作。
In a finance department.
在财政部门啊。
And he was laid off.
他被裁退了。
He was asked to leave.
他们把他辞退。
And he said he's been very tough.
所以他说一直都非常的艰苦啊。
You know, he couldn't find a job.
找不到工作。
And he felt that the next best thing to do was to be able to drive a cab.
他就决定了去驾驶德士啊。
He said, "Wow, it's been very, very tough."
他说真的很艰难啊。
He doesn't know what he's going to do in the future. He may just carry on doing what he's doing.
他不知道未来要做些什么，可能会继续呢驾德士。
And he sounded quite sad.
他就好像非常的沮丧。
And he said that, "Wow, this year Chinese New Year very quiet."
他说今年的农历新年非常的静啊。
Maybe that's the general feel among many people today.
可是这可能呢是大多数人的一个反应啊，那种感应。
You know, you keep hearing this word being laid off, being laid off.
因为你一直不断听到裁退这个字啊。
And you know, life can be tough.
那生命呢是可以很艰难的。
Life can be challenging.
它可能会富有很多挑战。
And we can have a wrong, angry response to God.
那对于上帝，我们可能会生气。
But on the other hand, we can have a good and healthy response.
可是在另一方面呢，我们能够有一个很好、很健康的一个反应。
And that good and healthy response is to be able to seek God.
那个反应呢，就是能够寻求上帝。
This morning I spoke to a young lady, first time in our church.
我就跟一个第一次来到我们教会一个
女士 first time to any church.
教坛啊，教坛。
And she was telling me about how her mother had a stroke.
她就跟我分享母亲中风了。
About a week ago.
一个星期前
and she has not been able to respond in any way to her.
她呢不能够为向她做任何的反应啊。
She is in like a semi-coma.
就好像昏迷啊。
And she can't respond.
不能够做任何的反应。
And she was devastated.
她就非常的沮丧。
She said, "What should I do?"
她不知道要做些什么。
I said, "Well, this is a time to seek God."
我就跟她分享呢，这就是呢寻求上帝的面的时候。
She's very new.And you know, I took a bit of time to try to explain to her.
那我就花点时间跟她分享。
You know, a good and healthy response in the midst of the challenges of life is to seek God.
那在我们的挑战当中啊，一个好、一个健康的反应呢，就是寻求上帝。
This was David's response to God as he went through a most difficult time.
那当大卫呢经历他最生命里最艰难的时刻啊，这是他的反应。
And his response was, "Early will I seek you."
他的反应呢就是我要切切的寻求你。
Instead of being angry with God,
与其呢向上帝生气
，David determined to seek God early.
他决心呢
in the morning.
要在早晨呢寻求上帝。
Now turn with me to Psalm 63.
让我们一起翻开诗篇六十三篇呢。
And in this psalm, we see how David sought the Lord.
那在诗篇里，我们看到大卫呢如何去寻求上帝。
In verse 1, we read, "O God, you are my God."
他说：“神啊，你是我的神。”
Early will I seek you.
我要切切地寻求你。
My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land.
他说：“在干旱疲乏无水之地呢，我渴想你，我的心呢切慕你。”
We see David's example of a good response to God.
那我们在这里可以看到大卫那很好的一个榜样，他如何向上帝做反应。
You know, he began to seek God urgently.
他就很急切的去
In the morning,
急迫的在早晨的寻求上帝。
You know, I have this new app in my phone. It's called Iris.
像我的手机有一个新的程序叫 Iris.
I've been taking bus and MRT.
啊，我就最近的是搭巴士还有这个地铁。
And Iris is my new best friend.
但这个 Iris 的程序啊，是我现在最好的朋友。
Because Iris tells you what time the bus is arriving, any bus in Singapore, and what time the MRT is leaving.
你要告诉我巴士呢还有地铁几点来几点走
Yeah, so I know what bus 24 what time is going to arrive outside at the bus stop
这样我知道在外面那个巴士车站啊，那个巴士24号几点会来
Yeah, now I know why sometimes student pastor Ben Chong you know he packs his thing and then he run off
现在我能够了解为什么呢是新牧师 Ben 呢
What's happening
他会急的
He said bye Pastor Mitch and then he will run and
就很急速的跑离开。
And one day I asked him why is he doing that?
我问他为什么这样的急着走。
Is your mother waiting for you downstairs?
是不是你母亲在楼下等你
？Say no. Iris tells me my bus is coming.
他说不是啦，这个程序告诉我的巴士要来了。
And the sense of urgency is there.
你可以看到他那个非常急迫的。
So I also follow him. I wait for the bus to come.
跟着他等那个巴士。
3 minutes before the bus come.
三分钟之前。
Oh, I pack my things and then run.
赶快收拾我东西，跑到那个车站。
But you see, I'm a bit older now.
可是我年纪比较大。
And I miss the bus.
我就赶不上啊。
Yeah, so I've stopped looking at Iris.
所以我不再看这程序了。
Yeah, but you know, there's a sense of urgency. If we can do that to take a bus.
啊，如果我们有在搭巴士能够有这个急迫感啊。
How about meeting with God?
啊，那我们跟上帝会面的时候能够如此吗
？How about starting the day with a sense of urgency?To meet with God.
好，让我们呢在开始每一天以这个急迫感呢，要与上帝呢会面。
You know, to seek God earnestly in the morning.
就是那么急切的去寻求他。
It is not just something because the Bible tells us to do it.
那我们不要因为圣经告诉我们这样做而去做。
It is not something because it is just a routine.
或者是一个程序。
It is because it is an earnest desire of the heart to meet with God.Early in the morning,
因为我们心中有这个意念，要在早晨呢与上帝相交。
And truly, if we are earnest about our faith in God,
那的确，如果我们关心、在乎我们在主里的信心
，we will start the day with Him.
那我们会在每一天呢与上帝来开始。
We will start early in the morning to meet with Him.
我们会在早晨呢与他相交。
If God has blessed us so much.
如果上帝在我们生命里这么大大的赐福我们
，And He is truly our God，
那的确是我们的上帝。
You know how can we not start the day with our God？
我们怎么能够呢？不以他呢来开始我们的每一天
？To seek God longingly in the morning，
有这个意念呢去寻求他。
You know there comes a natural longing to be with someone whom you love，
非常自然的要有这个意念呢去与跟你最喜爱的人在一起。
Someone you regard as your father as your God。
一个你代为你的天父，你的上帝的。
You know, this morning I was with little Ashton.
今天早上我跟
my godson,
他的干儿子。
And he's I think six years old.
他五六岁吧。
Six years old.
六岁。
And you know he's going to go to primary one next year.
啊，他很快的，明年就要上小一了。
He's in primary one. Okay.
今年就上小一了。
Okay, he's in primary one this year.
今年小一。
Yeah. And you know, this morning when he saw me,
今天早上当他见到我的时候
he came to me,
他就来到我面前
and he hugged me.
他就拥抱了我。
You know, that's a sense of longing to be with him.
就好像真的很想跟这个人在一起
的感觉。I long to be with my God children.
啊，我真的很喜欢跟他们在一起。
And you know, whenever I see them, I find a great sense of joy to be with them.
当我看到他们的时候，带给我心中很极大的喜乐。
You know, when we meet with God, is there this sense of longing to be with Him?
当我们跟上帝相交的时候，是否有这样的一个同样的意念啊？
You know, this was David's response as he went through a most difficult time.
当大卫呢经历最艰难的时刻的时候，这就是他的反应。
This was written at a time where he was in the wilderness, when he was running away from King Saul.
当大卫写这首诗的时候，他是在旷野，在逃离那个扫罗王。
And it was tough.
在当时是非常艰难的。
It was tough to go through a difficult situation which was not going to be resolved easily.
是一个非常艰难、一个复杂的状况啊。
Day in, day night, you know, day in and day out, he's going to be faced with the prospect of being killed.By King Saul and his army.
他都害怕呢，他都会被这个扫罗王呢，还有他的军门呢杀害。
And this was not just a few days or weeks or months. This was years.
这是好多年的一种恐惧啊，很害怕。
You know, every day with a sense of urgency, he sought God in the morning.
那每一天呢，他以急迫感的去寻求上帝。
Why do we seek the Lord?
那我们为什么要寻求上帝呢？
In verse 2, we read.
第二节我们就读到
In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
在一个干旱疲乏无水之地
You know, we seek God because out of a deep necessity.
那我们寻求上帝呢，因为它是需要的
There is this spiritual dryness that is in our soul.
那我们的属灵呢，干旱无水
You know, I appreciate what Pastor taught this morning.
He
said, sometimes our soul is so dry, we don't even know it.
那就说到有时候我们灵呢是那么的干旱无水呢，有时候我们是不知道的。
You know, and that was something new to me.
对我来说这是一个新的。
Sometimes we don't even recognize that our soul is dry inside.
那有时候我们没有认识到我们的灵呢其实是非常干旱无水的。
Now, David was able to sense the dryness of his soul.
这样大卫呢，能够意识到自己的灵的干旱无水。
He saw the land that he was dwelling in, a dry and thirsty land, as a reflection of his own soul.
他看到这个旷野呢，就反映了他自己的灵啊。
And he was able to recognize that he was sensitive to his own soul.
他意念到，他能够意识到他的灵呢，就是如此。
And his soul longed for God.
在他的灵呢，渴望与上帝同在。
And his soul affected his flesh.
将他的灵呢影响到他的肉体
，and caused him to want to get up early in the morning，
使他呢要在每个早晨
，to quench that spiritual dryness in his soul，
要去解掉呢他的属灵的干旱。
You know, this yesterday morning I got up, and I got a shock when I saw in the mirror。
昨天早上我起来的时候，看着这个镜子吓了一跳。
Maybe some of us every morning we get a shock when we look in the mirror. But yesterday, I got up and I saw my mouth filled with blood.
那昨天早上我起来望着镜子，发现我的嘴巴是有血的。
I was shocked.
你就吓了一跳。
And I realized that my lips were so dry, it had cracked, and blood was flowing out.
那我的嘴唇太干了，就流血了。
And Then I went back to my pillow and I realized there was blood on my pillow. I didn't realize that.
你去看我的枕头是充满着血迹的。
And you know, wow, this whole week I've been having this problem with dry lips.
啊，这整个星期呢，嘴唇都非常的干呐。
And straight away I had to moisturize it and do something about it.
那我就急速的去滋润它。
You know, here we see David responding to that dryness of his own soul.
那在这里你们看到大卫呢，因为他的灵的干旱呢，做了反应。
And you know he needed the Lord. He sought the Lord early in the morning.
他知道需要上帝，所以在早晨的去寻求他。
Can you imagine a dry and thirsty land? When you look at a dry and thirsty land, there is no drop of water.
那在一个干旱无水的地呢，是没有水的。
You know God is not easy to find.
那寻求上帝不是那么简单的。
Just like water in a dry and thirsty land, sometimes we think that God is easy to find.
那有时候我们觉得上帝是很容易寻找的。
But God is someone whom we can only find if we diligently seek Him.
可是上帝呢，是在我们用勤勉勤的去寻求他才会找到的。
And this is something that David sought. He sought the Lord early in the morning.
那大卫呢，他就切切的去寻求上帝。
You know, another reason why he sought the Lord was the prospect of seeing greater things of God.
那他这样寻求上帝呢，是要看见上帝呢，做更伟大的事物。
He wanted to see God's power and glory.
他要看到上帝的大能，他的荣耀。
You know, he acknowledged God as his God.
他认识呢，上帝为他的上帝。
You know, he longed for the presence of God.
他意念上帝的同在。
But he was also looking for God in the sanctuary to see his power and his glory.
他在上帝的圣所呢，寻求他的大能，他的荣耀。
Another reason is that he wanted to be closer to God.
他要更亲近上帝。
He wanted to draw near to God.
他要跟上帝更加的亲密。
My soul follows close behind you.
他说他的灵呢，紧紧的跟随。
And that's taken in verse 8.
在第八节。
You know, he wanted this nearness to God.
他要跟上帝亲密。
It is to cling to God and to follow Him in the midst of all the challenges of life.
在挑战当中呢，就这样紧紧的跟随着上帝。
How should we seek the Lord?
那我们要怎么样去寻求上帝呢？
You know, we should seek the Lord with all our heart and soul.
我们要以完全的心还有我们的精神去寻求
他。We should seek Him with focus.
要把它当成我们的焦
点。We should seek Him with diligence.
以勤勉的心。
You know, I've been seeking the Lord every morning for many years now.
那我呢，一直不断的在这些年呢，在早晨寻求上
帝。You know, every year I try to get up a bit earlier to be with God.
那每一年呢，我都尝试呢，更早一点的起来寻求上帝。
You know, last time getting up at 7 o'clock was very, wow, to me very early.
那以前呢，七点起来，我觉得非常早。
And even then, it was hard to get up 7 o'clock.
啊，在七点起来呢，对我来说也是非常艰难的。
Then it was 6:30.
慢慢的就六点半。
6:15.
六点十五分。
6 o'clock.
六点。
And then to pass 6 o'clock also very hard.
啊，要在六点之前呢也是很难。
And then bit by bit, got up a bit earlier.
就是慢慢的。
5:45.
5:45.
5:30.
5:30.
5:15.
5:15.
5 o'clock.
五点。
And during this week,
那这个星期
，I decided I wanted to get up a bit earlier.
我决定要早点起来。
And so now I get up at 4:45.
现在呢，我早上4:45就起床了。
And you know, I seek God at 4:45 in the morning.
那我在早晨4:45就寻求上帝。
And that's the best time of the day.
那是这整一天，这整天最好的时光。
The best time is the early morning where no one is disturbing you, no SMS, nothing, no WhatsApp. And you know, you can just meet with God and to sense God's presence.
那最好的时光呢，是那非常静寂的时刻，没人吵你的时候，你能够去去体验上帝的同在。
You know, I had a hotel room with a big, big window.
像我住的旅店呢，有一个很大的窗啊。
And there are mountain ranges.
可以看到山。
Some mountain ranges, and I can see the sunrise.
可以看到太阳升起。
And you know, each morning, I would greet the sun as it rises.
那每天呢，我都可以看到它这样的升起。
You know, it is a time where I can meet with God.
那就是呢，我与上帝呢相交的时刻。
What are the results of seeking the Lord?
当我们这样做的时候，我们有什么样的成果？
There comes a deep appreciation of the Lord.
我们会更加的珍惜上帝。
In verse 3, we read, "Because your loving kindness is better than life."
第三节他说，因你的慈爱呢，比生命更好。
See, the psalmist sought the Lord to see His power and His glory.
让诗者去寻求上帝，因为他要看到上帝的大能，他的权力。
You know, sometimes we seek God to that He may hear our prayers straight away.
但有时我们寻求上帝，我们要他来应验我们。
Sometimes we seek God, and you know, we hope that He will use His power to resolve issues in our lives straight away.
那我们寻求他，希望他能够用他的那个大能来帮直接解决我们生命的问题。
Or to change the circumstances of our life straight away.
或者是改变生命里的状况。
But you know, God didn't for David at this point of time.
可是呢，在这个时刻，上帝没有为大卫这么做。
The problem of King Saul chasing after him continued.
那扫罗王呢，在追逐他的这个问题继续不断。
And he continued for many years.
继续不断好多年。
But instead of just appreciating God's great power and glory, God showed him his loving kindness, how his loving kindness is far greater than life itself.
那这个时刻呢, 上帝让他体验了他的慈爱。
God showed him how his loving kindness, his love is far greater than any problem.
像上帝让他知道呢, 他的爱呢, 比所有的问题还要大。
You know, God's love and experiencing it is greater than resolving the problems of life.
去体验上帝的爱呢, 比呢, 去解决生命的问题还要重要。
And David found great joy in this.
那在这一切里呢, 大卫找到喜乐。
And sometimes God doesn't resolve the problems that we have in life.
那有时候呢, 上帝不会即刻的去解决生命的问题。
You know, this downturn of our economy is not going to go away quickly.
像这个经济的不明朗的不会很快的就离去啊。
But you know, during this time, we can find God as our refuge.
可是呢, 在这个时候呢, 上帝可以成为我们的避难所。
You know, we can find God as our help.
他是能够帮助我们的。
We can appreciate his loving kindness.
我们可以珍惜他的慈爱。
So sometimes it is not God taking away our problems.
有时候上帝呢, 不会急速地把我们的问题带走。
You know, sometimes it is God helping us to appreciate him as we seek him morning by morning.
所以当我们去寻求上帝的时候, 他要帮助我们更加珍惜他。
And we can find this closeness with him.
我们可以更加地跟他亲密。
We can rejoice with him.
我们能够找到喜乐。
Morning by morning.
在每一个早晨。
And in verse Psalm 63, and in verse 5, we read, My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and with my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips.
第五节他说我的心呢就像饱足了的骨髓肥油我也要以欢乐的嘴唇呢
You know, he found a deep sense of satisfaction within his soul.
他的那个灵呢饱足了。
His soul was satisfied with marrow and fatness.
就以骨髓肥油饱足了。
During the week when I was there, I decided that I wanted to try the Bak Kut Teh in KL.
在这星期呢,我就决定去品尝这个吉隆坡的肉骨茶。
In preparation for this message, I ordered a pork knuckle.
那我就准备了猪脚。
It's quite interesting, the way they order things there is, you know, the Bak Kut Teh, and they ask you to choose four other ingredients.
当你在叫这个肉骨茶的时候,叫你去选四个不同的。
So you have the basic meat.
那你有一个肉。
And then you know you can add other things. You can add pork knuckle. You can add pork skin and everything else. You know they have about 16 choices.
那你可以加其他的料，它有16个不同的选择。
And one of them was pork knuckle.
其中一个就是猪脚。
And somehow the Bak Kut Teh in KL tastes better than the one in Singapore.
就很奇怪，在那边的那个肉骨茶，那个味道好像比新加坡的好。
Oh, the soup was really, really good.
那个汤底呢，非常的好。
And you know, it only cost $3.
这样只需要花3块钱。
And wow, it was really good. At the end of it, I felt so satisfied.
觉得很饱足。
And you know, the Lord brings about this spiritual satisfaction.
上帝能够使我们的灵呢，同样的体验这个饱足。
You know, the soul is overflowing with the richness of His presence.
那我们的心呢，是充满着他的同在的丰盛啊。
One of the things I do is I take time to memorize God's word.
那我其中所喜爱做的就是去默记上帝的话语。
As I memorize the word of God and I fill my soul and my mind with His word.
当我默记他的话语呢，使我的心呢充满他的话语的时候，
and as I pray,
当我祷告的时候，
you know, the Lord brings a very special sense of joy to my heart.
上帝呢带给我心中一个特别的喜乐，
and I praise Him.
那我要称颂他，
I glorify Him.
我荣耀他，
I rejoice in the Lord throughout the day.
那我在主里欢喜，
and that was something that the psalmist found.
这是诗者所找到的。
He found this deep sense of joy in the Lord.
他在主里找到这个。 深深的喜乐。
You know, when he meditated in the evening, he was able to rejoice in the Lord. Verse 7, Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice.
第七节他说, 我就在你的翅膀的荫下欢呼。
Verse 11, But the king shall rejoice in God.
他说呢,王呢,必因神呢,欢喜。
You know, with eyes of faith, he was able to see how one day he, as king, will be able to rejoice.
他以这信心的眼睛知道，有一天呢，他也将以神以王的身份的欢喜。
You know, may our hearts be encouraged.
因为我们的心
seek the Lord early in the morning.
也受到鼓励呢，在早晨呢去寻求上帝。
You know, each day before we start the day.
在每一天，在我们还没开始每一天的时候
，Early will I seek you.
在早晨呢寻求上帝。
My soul thirsts for you.
那我的灵呢？
My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
切慕你。
You know, tomorrow morning, let's start the day early with the Lord.
那明天呢？让我们呢，一早晨呢，与上帝开始。
Let's begin with Him, sensing His presence, being conscious of Him throughout the day.
那我们呢，以他开始，然后意念他的同在。
And we can end the day in the evening.Knowing that He has been with us,
而且在傍晚呢，能够知道上帝呢一直在整一天呢跟我们同在。
And our hearts can rejoice that we can walk with Him each day.
那我们心能够喜乐，因为我们能够在每一天呢跟随着他。
Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We pray and thank you for the example of David.
我们感谢您大卫的榜样。
Of how he sought you early in the morning.
他在早晨的寻求你的榜样
，and how he found a deep sense of joy and peace in your presence.
那在您的同在呢，他找到了喜乐。
We want to pray, dear Father, that you will also help us to seek you earnestly in the morning.
我们祈求您呢，在早晨呢，帮助我们急迫的寻求您。
And as we do so, you will bless us with joy and with hope.
当我们这样做的时候，您会赐给我们喜乐，还有盼望。
You will bless us with strength to face each day.
你会在每一天呢给我们力量。
May we draw closer to you, Lord.
愿我们更加的亲近您。
And we pray, dear Lord, that even as we give this offering to you, that you will bless it.
当我们做这奉献的时候，我们祈求您祝福。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.